Hi, I am calling from Cedar Clinic. I am an AI assistant calling to remind you of your upcoming appointment and to gather some information for the doctor so you can make the best use of your time with them. Would that be okay?
Oh, sure.
Thank you so much. Could you please confirm your date of birth for me?
Yeah, it's July 10th, 1990.
Thank you, Miss Thompson. Am I speaking with Angela Thompson?
Yeah, that's me.
Wonderful. Thank you for confirming. I'd like to remind you that your upcoming appointment is tomorrow at 2:15 p.m. Will you be able to make it?
Yeah, I'll be there.
That's wonderful. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Before your visit, I'd like to review your medication history so we can save time during your appointment. Could you please have your medications in front of you so we can go through them together?
Sure, okay, I need to go upstairs to get them.
Of course, take your time. Let me know when you have them with you.
Okay, yeah, I have them.
Thank you so much for doing that. Let's start with the medications for atopic dermatitis. Are you currently using clobetasol 0.05% ointment? If so, could you let me know the dose you're using and how often you're applying it?
Okay, that's the one with the C. Yeah, so I'm putting that on, you know, the parts on my body, and I use it every day. But I don't know, I found out that this is a steroid, and I don't know if I want to be using steroids. I don't know, I don't really understand, but I wanted to talk about that.
Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Thompson. I completely understand your concern about using a steroid medication. Clobetasol is indeed a potent topical steroid, and it's typically prescribed for short-term use on the most rough, raised areas of skin to help reduce inflammation and itching. Once those areas flatten out, the recommendation is to stop using it to avoid potential side effects from long-term use. Your concern is valid, and it's definitely something to discuss with the doctor during your visit tomorrow. They can provide guidance on how to balance effective treatment with minimizing any risks. In the meantime, it's good that you're aware and cautious. Would you like me to note this concern for the doctor so they can address it during your appointment?
Okay, sure. Yeah, if you could remind them to talk about it with me.
Absolutely, Ms. Thompson. I'll make a note for the doctor to discuss your concerns about using clobetasol and steroid medications in general during your visit tomorrow. Now, are you also using triamcinolone 0.1% ointment? If so, could you let me know the dose and how often you're applying it?
Well, yeah, that's the one they told me to use on like the less raised spots, but I'm not really sure. Honestly, I've just been putting the clobetasol on everywhere because there are so many tubes and I didn't know. I just put it everywhere.
Thank you for letting me know, Ms. Thompson. It's completely understandable to feel a bit overwhelmed with multiple medications. Triamcinolone is a milder steroid compared to clobetasol, and it's typically recommended for thinner, less raised areas to avoid overusing a stronger steroid like clobetasol. Using the stronger medication everywhere might not be ideal, so it's great that you're bringing this up. I'll make a note for the doctor to go over how to use these medications more clearly with you tomorrow. They can help simplify things and ensure you're getting the best results without unnecessary risks. Shall we move on to the next medication? Are you currently using tacrolimus 0.03% ointment for the raised areas on your face? If so, could you let me know how often you're applying it?
Okay, that was the one that they said that my insurance won't cover it, so I don't have that.
Thank you for letting me know, Ms. Thompson. I'm sorry to hear about the insurance issue with tacrolimus. It's a non-steroidal option often used for sensitive areas like the face, and I'll make sure to note this for the doctor. They may be able to discuss alternatives or solutions with you during your visit tomorrow. Let's move on to the medications for hidradenitis suppurativa. Are you currently using clindamycin 1% ointment? If so, could you let me know how often you're applying it?
Okay, yeah, that's the one for the armpits. I've been putting that on every day, once a day.
Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Thompson. Clindamycin 1% ointment is typically recommended to be applied twice a day to the affected areas, like the armpits and underwear area, to help reduce inflammation and prevent infection. I'll make a note for the doctor to review this with you and see if any adjustments are needed. Next, are you taking spironolactone 100 milligrams oral pills daily?
Yeah, that pill I take every day.
Thank you for confirming that, Ms. Thompson. It's great to hear you're taking the spironolactone daily as prescribed. This medication can help manage the symptoms of hidradenitis suppurativa by reducing inflammation and hormonal influences. Now, are you using the benzoyl peroxide wash in the shower daily?
Oh yeah, they told me about that, but I never got, like, the pharmacy never gave me that. I don't have it. They didn't, have any wash for me to pick up.
Thank you for letting me know, Ms. Thompson. Benzoyl peroxide wash is often an over-the-counter product, so it might not have been sent to the pharmacy. It's typically used to help reduce bacteria and inflammation on the skin. I'll make a note for the doctor to discuss this with you and provide guidance on where to find it or if there's an alternative they recommend. Let's move on to the medications for CCCA. Are you using the keto shampoo 2% whenever you wash your hair?
Yes, I've been using that, but yeah, so I wash my hair more now so that I can use it like once a week, but my scalp is getting pretty, I don't know, like I feel like it's getting pretty dry, so I need to ask about that.
Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Thompson. It's great that you've been using the keto shampoo as directed, but I completely understand your concern about dryness. Ketoconazole can sometimes cause dryness or irritation, especially with frequent use. I'll make a note for the doctor to discuss this with you and explore ways to manage the dryness, such as adjusting the frequency or adding a moisturizing product to your routine. Next, are you using betamethasone lotion 0.05% daily?
That one I for the scalp, I just put that on whenever it's itchy. So like, like every 2 or 3 weeks it gets itchy and I put it on.
Thank you for letting me know, Ms. Thompson. Betamethasone lotion is typically recommended for daily use to help manage inflammation and prevent flare-ups, but it's understandable that you've been using it as needed for itching. I'll make a note for the doctor to review this with you and provide guidance on whether a different approach might be more effective for your scalp health. Lastly, are you taking minoxidil 1.25 milligrams oral daily?
Yeah, the hair growth pill, I'm taking that every day.
Thank you for confirming that, Ms. Thompson. It's great to hear you're taking the minoxidil daily as prescribed. This medication can help with hair growth, and consistency is key for the best results. That completes the medication review. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing all of this information. I'll make sure the doctor is informed about everything we discussed, including your concerns and questions. Do you have any other questions or concerns you'd like me to note for the doctor before your visit tomorrow?
No, I guess that's all.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thompson. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at 2:15 p.m. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.